Columbia River Policy Review Next Steps. This is a briefing. Trees to fish. Good morning, Mr. Quaid. Mr. Lothman.
So, Bill, I don't need to do anything else on that, right? I just sit and wait? Okay.
But he wanted this up.
Good morning, Commission Chair and Commissioners. I'm looking at Director Sussman to see if he wants to lead off on this, since part of this is a report to you on the discussions he's been having with Oregon, and then another part of this is some additional staff reports.
So I will report something my task is to report the progress in negotiating concurrency for the 2020 season with Oregon Director Kurt Melcher. And unfortunately, I have to report we are not concluded with those negotiations at this point. We've had several phone conversations. We had a couple conversations, including the chairs from both commissions, less for negotiation as more for encouragement to get moving and get it done, I would say. And so right now we've got, I don't want to go into details because the negotiation involves the package as a whole, but I will say that we've made it stated our position, and it's the ball's currently in the Oregon's court. I'm waiting to hear back from Director Melcher. I contacted him this morning to see if he had a response for me yet, and he does not. So we have not concluded those negotiations.
Thank you, Director. Mr. Gridley.
Larry, regarding the discussions with Columbia River Policy, I'd like to put forward a motion. Unfortunately, it's not going to be available on the screen. I think most people have the motion language. I could read it, or I could just read the first paragraph that introduces the motion, and then we'll open it to discussion.
Does anyone have any objection with that, or do we need to get it typed up and put on the screen? You want to get it typed up on the screen? Okay. Joe, can you do that? Oh, finish it. Well, just that.
If you can email me the current version of it, I can probably swap my computer straight into the projector. You can do it? Okay. I have seen a version of it, but it was from 3 or 4 days ago, so I highly doubt that it's right.
Okay, well, David, do you want to verbalize it, and then when it's ready for the big screen, we can get it up there?
Do they have what they need? I have it on my phone. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have what you need to get that?
Nicole, I believe I transmitted it. What I think Commissioner Graybill's final motion is, I believe I transmitted that to you yesterday evening.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send it to Jim.
Okay. All right. While they're doing that.
Give me a minute.
I'll just introduce the motion and see if there's a second, and then we can begin discussion on that while the document's being viewed. I move to amend certain provisions of policy C-360-20 for the 2020 fishery season only, with the intent of providing staff the policy guidance necessary to develop 2020 fishery plans that mirror as closely as possible the actual 2019 fisheries. The temporary amendments are as follows, and we'll get those up on the screen. Or you can, well, I guess we need to see if there's a second to this motion.
We have a motion. We have a second by Commissioner Smith.
A second, yes.
Okay. I just got it.
Okay, there it is. I think I'll introduce the discussion with the reasons that I thought I'd put it forward at this time. I think I also distributed a sheet to most people that shows what Washington policy was in 2019, Oregon policy in 2019, and what the 2019 fisheries are expected to be. So I consider this what I call a reality-based direction to the director on how to conduct fisheries. I believe that the commission is responsible for setting policy, and the director executes that policy under that direction. And in my discussions, a lot of people felt that, well, you know, he's already been given the authority, and I'm not challenging that authority, but I believe that clear direction under that authority needs to be, or over that authority, needs to be addressed. This was even, became more important to me as of yesterday, when actually a proposal was being put forward that would allow a tangle net fishery on Spring Chinook below Bonneville Dam prior to the run update. And that does not appear in Washington policy, Oregon policy, or anywhere else on these. So I believe that we need to give clear direction to the director with his discussions with Oregon, and it's my contention that we're responsible for policy. He executes the policy, and his discussions with Oregon should be to resolve any conflicts we have. And again, I'll just stress that this is reality-based. We are going to probably very highly likely have the same fisheries as we did last year.
Commissioner Thorburn?
I move to table Commissioner Grable's motion for 1 week in order to give Director Suswin time to conclude negotiations with Oregon related to the 2020 fisheries on the Columbia River. We've delegated that task to him in the interests of certainty and orderly fisheries for this year only. We've had a lot of discussion about that. As part of this motion related to timing, I move that if Director Suswin is not able to conclude negotiations with Oregon by 8:30 a.m. on Friday, February 14th, our commission meets by conference call to take up Commissioner Grable's motion at this time. If an agreement is reached between Oregon and Washington by our representative directors before then, Commissioner Grable's motion will be moot. And if there's a second, I'll just make a comment.
We have a motion by Commissioner Thorburn and a second by Commissioner McIsaac. The motion is to table Commissioner Graybill's motion. Do we have any further discussion?
Yeah, I will just speak to this is tabling to time certain. The reason I think it's important is we've been discussing how to approach the season setting for 2020 for the past two commission meetings. We delegated it to our director. He's been working on it. I think according to the direction that we gave. And so to me, this is premature and a bit out of order the Grable motion is premature and a bit out of order.
Any further discussion on the motion to table?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, just let me speak in favor of the motion to table. It was a surprise to see this for the first time at this meeting, and I think there are some concerns here about public notice and some other things. I agree with the statement that we've already delegated our director this chore with some high-level direction given at our January meeting. We've got an orderly process moving forward for some other things. It's an opportunity to get into some of the matters up here that even get into active fishery management for sockeye. So.
Any further discussion or comments? Hearing none, I will call for the question on the motion to table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other business? Commissioner McKeizer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could ask our executive assistant to put review process that we spoke about at the Fish Committee meeting yesterday on the screen, and I'll pass this out to for the folks here at the front table.
Is this the same as you passed out yesterday?
This is nearly identical to what was at the Fish Committee meeting, but there's been an isolation of the date and a new name for the committee that we talked about during the opening thing. Otherwise, this is the same. And
may I ask a question, Don? Just for the people listening, and maybe more for the people that are out in the listening to us on TV or whatever, would you clearly distinguish what we were just talking about and what you're talking about now, please?
Yes, okay. So our notice on our agenda said that for this meeting we were going to hear from our director on the delegated task from January, and that we were going to try to settle on what our next steps in the Columbia River policy review process is to be. So that had some discussion in January, and it wasn't on the agenda in January, and the thought was that here at our February meeting with public notice that we would firm up what our process moving forward is. So this was this is essentially the same graphic that was shown at the Fish Committee yesterday. And in January, there was broad support at the front table here to continue the process. So this, what you see here also is pretty similar to what we saw at our December meeting in Bellingham. And so I'm not going to run through all of this because it is almost identical to what we saw at the Fish Committee yesterday. According to our procedures, if the full commission is endorsing or establishing this committee, this Columbia River Work Group, then the chair would appoint the membership. And yesterday, as I mentioned earlier today also, he had indicated that he had an interest in appointing three members to it. So I think it's useful for us to leave this February agenda meeting with a firm feeling about what's coming next. And this is the proposal that's been spoken to. Yesterday at the Fish Committee meeting, there wasn't objection to this. And I think this is just the formality of setting up where we're going to go to conclude our process of reviewing policy 3620.
Mr. Thorburn.
So I'll speak to these suggestions, but we do have staff sitting at where. Is there anything prepared that was going to be presented, or are you there just to aid us in this discussion? Yeah.
It's the latter, but staff does have some comments just relative to workload and timing at some point.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, well, then I will, I said this several times, but I'll repeat it in the context of this discussion. I very much support moving forward with the look at this policy and the decision about whether or not it needs to be revised and updated. We have gone through a very extensive process of policy review as was required by the policy, the sort of adaptive management provision. The review itself has identified a number of areas where there probably could be some improvements, and I'm really interested to move on with those. We had this process with Oregon that was working on that. It seemed to be working. So to continue it just ourselves, I highly support it.
Mr. Smith.
I want to reinforce what Mr. Twite said, and I think we should all take that to heart about staff time. That's something that I'd like to have some more clarification from you as it goes on in open discussion, because I don't think it's any of our goal to give out an impossible work order in a short period of time. So that's why I would like to hear back from staff on this. because you guys are the ones that are going to be pushing this forward.
Staff has done a lot of the work, we think, for these next steps already, but there's always additional work. And staff's primary concern is just the March-April nature of this. Those are our months when we're already accruing overtime just for the basic process. And so I think with some additional work, there's certainly staff is as interested as anybody in seeing this through. I don't mean to convey that at all. It's just depending on the level of work to prepare for the March and April meetings, if it's a very small amount of work, we can probably fit it in. But if it turns out that anything major is being contemplated, we're going to need to work on that after we conclude the season-setting process for 2020. And so that'll be after Civic Council number 2.
And just to follow up on that, Bill, I think it behooves all of us as well that as we go forward as a commission with what we are asking you to do, yeoman's duty on, that it does not... Yeoman's duty does not extend then for individual commissioners to expect you to do more other than what we have given as a commission body.
So if I could make a comment.
Commissioner Sorber.
This is not going to be an individual commissioner.
No. We're in a committee
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I
mean, when we recess, yeah. then that.
Yeah. So. Having watched from afar the March-April timeframe several cycles now, I really respect what you're bringing up. And perhaps it makes sense to make this decision now and wait for North of Falcon. We've already decided how we're approaching 2020. And then move into the return to the policy after North of Falcon.
A couple of comments from my perspective. Having done 20-some North of Falcons and realizing it was hard on me and was really much harder on staff because they were there in the morning when I got there, and I got there early, and they were there at night well after I was gone. So I think we have to provide some flexibility in this calendar. I don't think it would be prudent for us to ask the department to comply precisely with this calendar. Let me finish, Don, if I may. So I want to make that clear. I know how stressful these North of Falcons can be and how it wears on people. Changing gears a little bit because it's not directly related to this. And I had a hard time in the middle of the night trying to digest, Bill, what you said yesterday in front of the Fish Committee. Some new news that I had not heard of before as it relates to the Upper Columbia Spring Chinook stocks and the steelhead stocks and what that implication may have on what we do in the next few days or the next week. And I'm just a little concerned about it. I don't know enough about it. I don't think we know enough about it. And I'm not suggesting we can dig into that today, but I'd like to know more before we make some hard calls on issues.
Thank you. We'll certainly commit to keeping you briefed on that. Agency staff will be engaged in any sort of next steps discussions. I can predict right now, though, that those next steps will not be applicable to 2020.
But they are in the future somewhere.
Okay. Correct.
Mr. McKaysey.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, there's been some discussions about staff workload in advance of the Fish Committee meeting, and so it's well known, and as you've indicated, you've been to North of Falcon before, but it's well known how much staff effort is dedicated to that. And so if we start with the March 11th date, it's my understanding that that's not on top of a Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting, and in terms of your comment about having some sort of flexibility with this schedule, if we started with this in mind, you never know what is going to pop up. But it has been characterized that 85% of the staff work has probably been done on this. The materials that would be put forward at the March meeting are on the website already and have been since November. So there isn't any more staff work needed to prepare any of those materials and be discussed on March 11th. One could view that as what was going to happen at the PRC meeting on November 18th. So at that time, if there is a much higher burden in the April-June process that emerges, then I think there's a chance to react at the March meeting. Once we get past the materials that are already on the website, again, not knowing what might pop up, it becomes more of a policy consideration matter. And the technical assignments coming down the road on that may or may not be very significant. So, I appreciate your perspective here of having some openness to if things do get different. But I think in terms of starting off with this plan and having a look at things on March 11th and seeing where we're at least still sends the strong signal to folks that we are wanting to complete this as soon as possible. Of all that work that's been done so far, bringing this to some stage of conclusion, I think is a warranted pursuit.
Mr. Keogh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And let me just say that I am supportive of moving forward with the process internally. I, too, am very sensitive to staff time. I, too, have endured many North of Falcons and looking forward to another one, which is, they always come quickly, kind of like commission meetings. It's like when you get that.
What?
But any event, so I am very mindful. And Commissioner, as a member of the original PRC, I echo Commissioner McIsaac's statements, is that there has been a lot of work already done, and there was work in preparation of the next PRC meeting, which never took place. So I think we're going to tee that up, assuming we get concurrence from everybody here at the front table to move forward. And one last thing, Mr. Chairman, I am willing and able to continue to serve as a member of this committee if you so choose. Thank you.
Commissioner Graybill, then Commissioner Baker.
I just wanted to offer this, is that I believe, Ryan, your North of Falcon starts next week, right? When does your first North of Falcon-related meeting occur?
So next week actually is our advisory group meetings for Spring Chinook focused, which is not North of Falcon,
all right.
But North of Falcon forecast meeting is February 28th.
Okay.
That's the kickoff of the forecast.
All right. I just wanted to make people aware that, you know, at least I always focus on the April meetings, but actually I do have meetings scheduled in Tri-Cities and in Wenatchee that are North of Falcon related. So we will be into it hot and heavy. Again, I don't think I have trouble with the March meeting, and I'm willing to continue as a representative on that panel as well. And but we do just need to be sensitive to the demands on staff as we move forward.
Bill, did you have a comment?
We will be somewhat short-staffed for the March meeting. Ryan will have just returned from Pacific Council essentially the day prior. And so he's going to need a bit of a break. So you'll have me, you may have Cindy, who is an integral part of the team as well. And then, again, in April, can't tell you right now how well-staffed it will be, but I mean, we will definitely have staff there. We'll have staff who are familiar. And for March, since it's more of a reporting thing, I think that should work well. I just want you to know we're going to be short-staffed at March. April, our ability to deliver is going to depend largely, it's essentially, it's an adaptive management thing. If you're considering major revisions that need a fair amount of analytical work in order to be able to look at the pros and cons, that's going to be really tough for us. If the revisions are along the lines of what's already been analyzed, which there's been a lot analyzed, then it's largely just a matter of ensuring that we've got them packaged for you and workable. So, I mean, I think if you're willing to adaptively manage this relative to staff capacity, we can keep this as a high priority item. I just really want to flag, this is the time of the year when we have the least reserves.
Commissioner Baker, then Commissioner Linville, and then maybe me again.
You just said much of what I was going to ask, but my proposal is predicated on, I always have to say speaking for myself, but my guess is I'm speaking for all of us in that we all really want to get this behind us. I want to be looking at Columbia River in the rearview mirror and be able to have all of the people and interest groups and governments that are interested in this and know where we are. And so that's the goal. Once we get the 2020 figured out, hopefully that will be by a report from the director early next week. If not, then we'll be working on that on Friday. But as somebody who did a version of your jobs for many, many years, I used to listen to legislators tell me about my workload, and they did not have a clue. Not about what they, it's just the amount of preparation that goes into this stuff is amazing. So what I'd like to propose is if it is, I would like for you to confirm that a lot of the work is done that you could do for March. We'll have Ryan looking tired there. But if that's true, if that's accurate, then my proposal is that we look at this as a probable timeline. And then in March, we get a specific up or down for April from either you guys or the director. And if we have to, and if so we want to do it, but we really do have to do this right. So if we have to stretch it out a little bit at that time, we will. But I'd like to say that I think, at least for me, I'd like to take my, to take your advice on that. Mm-hmm. Specifically then, not now.
Staff's interpretation is that the materials for March 11th are the materials that we currently refer to as the November 18th materials. From Washington's perspective, those are complete and can be presented without much in the way. I mean, we certainly have the capacity to present those. The only caveat I would put on that is, if it turns out that Oregon has some additional problems, we've tried very hard throughout this process to present materials to you that both states have agreed to and are supported technically by both states, and we'd like to continue that. We think that's your expectation and what serves you best as well. So I'm not aware that they're going to. I just feel the need to caveat that. So If we get halfway towards the March 11th date and it turns out there's a flag, we'll let you know in advance. We can certainly keep strong open communication, and then we'll certainly be in a position at that point to be able to, working with the director, have a clear sense of what our capacities will be for April. We'll be deeply enough into the North Falcon process, so we should be able to give you a clear answer to your April question. And I think that's really what I was sort of thinking about as the adaptive management approach to workload on this.
Commissioner Linville?
And this might be a question for the rest of the commission. So as the newbie at the table, what pops into my head is sort of what are the consequences of kicking the can down the road on this? I'm not sure I understand what the, you know, what that looked like. How, yeah, anyways, I think you get the.
Well, I'm not sure any of us truly know that, but I just want to reiterate, north of Falcon, in my view, this is important. I'm not debating that. North of Falcon is an all-out, all hands on deck, takes up all the oxygen in the room for a period of pretty much 6 weeks. And these guys, they get blasted because they're state employees, but these guys work their tails off. And and all the other staff that I've been involved with for a number of years, there's 40 or 45 of them that go to all these meetings, the bigger meetings. It is a big deal. It's a big deal. The other part that I hadn't even thought about is what the implications of the rollout of the RMP might do to staff time that they don't anticipate at this point, causing them an additional workload. Ron, may I? No, you don't have to come up if you don't feel like it. I'm just sitting here thinking about that, the timing of that, and the implication of that, so that we don't have any expectations that are not achievable. Because we got all these issues on our plate, as we know.
Chair Carpenter, Commissioners, Director, thanks for the question, Chair Carpenter. I'll try to be a little bit more blunt about what our workload is and what it looks like at North Falcon. Ryan is one of the people in the trenches. The policy folks, yeah, we worry a lot and our hands sweat, but we're relying on people like Ryan and a couple of dozen other people like him. And so let's just realize that we can minimize the amount of work that he might have to do or that others might have to do. But we're going to be coming out of a 10-day stretch, maybe a 14-day stretch. We're working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're going to get back Friday, and you're going to want us to come in on Saturday morning with a smile on our face after driving home and coming into work on this. I haven't been that blunt prior to this, but I think that that's asking a lot of people when I hear us saying we're going to try to resolve the 2020 fisheries and you've got some additional time. Why would we push staff to do that? And I realize that delays are not great, but we also want to do what we do and do it the best we can do it. And for that reason, I would delay April's meeting.
Okay.
I don't feel like my question got answered.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted
great.
To say.
So I really appreciate this discussion. I, like Barbara, and I think she said she was maybe speaking for the entire commission, this was a process that was required by the policy. That is the review. It was very extensive, well done. Staff intensive review, identified some problems. I too want to see this in the rearview mirror, but I think saying that that it needs to be done strictly according to the schedule that we're talking about is not necessary to get that done, that we should respect what we've heard today, provide that kind of flexibility that is being sought, and get this done when we get it done.
Yeah.
But we're not dropping it.
I would suggest that I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is all I want to know is if we, I won't even call it kick the can down the road, if we extend this, what am I going to hear about? Who's going to be yelling at me about this? What are they going to be saying? I just want to know so that I have a thoughtful, answer to give these folks of why this is taking so long. I just want to know.
Well, I guess it's going to, Ron, I mean, I'm not putting a monkey on your back. Well, just a minute. This is important, Don, and I get that, but North of Falcon usurps this right now.
And I'm not saying that it's not. I just want to know what I feel like there's something we're not talking about here. Like, what am I going to hear? I just want to know so that
I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything.
So you think no one's going to be upset about moving this along? Because if not, then absolutely, let's respect staff.
We're not talking about postponing it for a year or something. And we need 60, 90 days. Going to make any difference in the outcome of this? I don't think so. Don, do you want to go ahead and fire away?
Just in terms of the question of what's the downside of kicking this down the road, you know, a little kick down the road might not be much of a problem. But in some situations, delay begets delay. So moving the April thing a little bit, I think, if that's all it is, might not be too big of a problem. If somehow this snowballs into a year or later, then it's one of these things that we never do get in our rearview mirror. And so I think that I like Commissioner Baker's idea. Let's see what happens on March 11th, and then we can take a step there and try to be as adaptive as we can.
Thank you.
One thing from a staff perspective, and again, I'm not sure if this was part of Commissioner McIsaac's thinking in proposing the calendar, but we have gotten a lot, both at the agency and the commission, have gotten a lot of input on one particular aspect of C-3620 from many of the governments in Southeast Washington, and that's the issue of how Spring Chinook are allocated between Lower River and Upper River recreational fisheries. This is your Southeast Washington meeting. And so I think if you were, I think you're mostly focused on April, and I'm not commenting on April, but I just suggesting that the March meeting may be an opportunity, may be viewed by them as their best opportunity to speak to you about that particular issue of the total package.
Commissioner Anderson?
Yes, I guess I'm with Kim and Barbara with regard to, you know, we need to get this underway, but also trying to be sensitive to the needs of staff after or through the North of Falcon process. So, you know, I agree with Don, however, that one delay can beget another delay, and I mean you can just, we know what's coming down the pike and what's also on the agenda. And so we're just going to have to deal with a bunch of overload and stuff. I think we need to recognize that perhaps the April date is not maybe that critical, but I totally do believe that if we don't want to delay this forever, and or even months and months, because I think we've made a lot of headway. I just don't like having these issues forever coming up. And we know that there are other things that are going to compete as soon as North of Falcon is done, like the resource management plan and the like. And we have to recognize that those are there and not allow that to be an excuse. Having said that, I mean, the staff does tremendous work and is under a very, very large amount of pressure, and they'll need some decompression time and all of that. I respect that. So I guess in sum, I like a general schedule that's out there. I believe that March can be doable for us. April might be seen as slipping, and I think we need to recognize that, but I wouldn't want to delay anything much longer than a month to get back on track.
Commissioner Graybill? Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Bill, for reminding me about that. I was going to actually make sure that we got that on the calendar. It's very important that we deal with the spring salmon allotment, and it would be an appropriate time to be in Kennewick. I know that we had meetings scheduled, public meetings scheduled, and those got canceled, so you reminded me about that fact. And certainly we will work with staff about, you know, and again, I think a lot of that work has been done, and it was part of the PRC process, and so it would be the opportunity for public input and presentation on what Oregon, what Washington feels is appropriate, so we can take it to Oregon. Does that sound good?
Director?
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. Thank you, staff, and I appreciate the flexibility on April, and I appreciate, Ron, your input. I felt a little guilty here letting staff take the heat, but it's Bill. He can take it. So what I would like to propose is that we show up in March. We see how that meeting goes. We will huddle as a group, as staff, at the end of that meeting. We'll include commissioners as appropriate and propose a schedule based on how that meeting goes moving forward. We'll have our calendars looked at ahead of time. I don't know that we need to. It's pretty speculative beyond that, so I would suggest that's the path we take.
Fair enough. Any objections to that? Okay. So moved.
So,
anything else on number six?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Keogh.
So, and it's part of the package. It's a letter that I drafted. You recall back in the January meeting, my thought that it would be a good thing to express Washington's intent to move forward. I drafted the letter, submitted it to the chair. He requested that we table it until this meeting, and I respected that request. However, I do think it's still appropriate, you know, obviously not this letter, because we've got more information to fill in, but I do think it's important to send a letter for a couple of reasons. One, I think it solidifies kind of our decision today as far as kind of what the commission actually decided. Sometimes, despite the minutes, no criticism of the meeting minutes, but I think this letter would be able to flesh out kind of what we did and why we did it. Secondly, I think it's important that we communicate with our friends across the river, Oregon, and let them know. And I appreciate the phone calls between the chairs and the directors, but this is an opportunity, I think, for the full commission to weigh in and just to kind of let the folks know over in Oregon know kind of what we've got in store and what our plans are for moving forward. Thirdly, I think it's important for the public. This letter obviously will be part of the public record. Folks in Oregon can see it. Folks in Washington can see it as well. So, and I do remember in some of the kind of conversations that that we've had in workshops about the importance of kind of putting things in writing. I think Commissioner Anderson brought that point up. We also requested something in writing from the Oregon Commission. For whatever reason, we didn't get it, but that doesn't mean that we have to follow their pattern and practice. So for those reasons, Mr. Chair, and so let me just what I would be, if there's if it's okay with everybody, I would go tonight and revise the letter to try to capture what I heard today, and then bring it up tomorrow for people to review at the kind of post-meeting wrap-up session. So, thank you.
Well, a motion to proceed with the letter or to support the letter?
Well,
Commissioner Thorburn and Mr. Chair, I don't, I mean, if that's, I was hoping that we would not need to have a letter or a motion on the letter. Certainly, we can wordsmith it tomorrow. I think, I guess, if there are people that are opposed to the approach of just putting down what we say in a letter, and maybe that's an opportunity for commissioners to voice concerns.
Tomorrow, right.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I think what I would agree to is just a summation, if that's what you're saying, of what we talked about today. So it wouldn't be asking for a policy direction.
No.
It would just be a summation.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Commissioner Baker?
I just wanted to say I'm fine with you redrafting the letter. Yesterday, I had a crabby guy complaining because he put a lot of work into something that actually didn't end up coming to fruition. So I guess I would just say no expectations on your part.
Never, Chair. Never have any. Commissioner Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I would support having something in writing as a communique to our sister agency or commission to the south. I think that putting it in writing has a lot of benefits. And I do see the word January Commission meeting there in one paragraph, and at the end another reference. So updating that as to exactly what was said here, just a reporting of it so that everybody's clear about what happened, has a lot of benefits. So I would support that.
And brevity.
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Paying him by the word.
I also would support seeing a letter tomorrow to send. In addition to kind of capturing our discussion today, I have supported the PRC as a process throughout its operation. And I have to say, as one commissioner was disappointed that Oregon made the decision that it did and we couldn't carry through with it. Not to say that, but to have the letter also include, I'm throwing this out, our commission's support of this process, and maybe even saying we look forward to using a similar kind of process as we work on concurrency, which is always part of the management of these fisheries.
I don't have a fundamental problem with the letter. I have a little bit of a concern with timing. And my issue with timing is where it stands right now between the two directors and the chair on the Oregon side. We're trying to get this done in the next few days. If this letter lands on their desk on Tuesday, I'm not sure if it would be helpful or not. So I just throw that out. Not as a roadblock, just a comment. Maybe a week from now, when things are signed, sealed, delivered, might even be more helpful.
Or to table that, as we've tabled Commissioner Grable's, for a week, just to see what does transpire in the next week.
Mr. Yeah. In response to that, Commissioner Smith, I mean, I've been patient, and I will remain patient. The problem is that when I brought up the idea of a letter to be discussed in a conference call, I respected the wishes of the chair that would be cumbersome. So this is an opportunity when we're here all together, and I think when you see the letter, it won't throw any wrenches in the negotiations. That's not going to be the intent, clearly. Again, we kind of get delay begets delay. I would just ask that, you know, and again, no promises, no assurances, and if it's rejected, I'll go on. It won't be the first time that one of my ideas have been rejected, but so we will, if that's okay with everybody, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, anything else on the...
Director.
Oh, director.
Just a matter of clarification, the Washington work group, or what, I'm not sure what the name of it will be, could I verify that the members are commissioner are the same as the members as we had for the PRC? We've kind of moved around it.
If some wanted to drop off, or whatever the case may be, they could do that. The three that have been doing it volunteered, that's fine, okay. In my view, yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else for this agenda item? Okay, it is now lunchtime. We'll come back at 1 o'clock. We're stand adjourned until then. Thank you. We're going